Shakespeare's Hamlet. Shakespeare wrote a story that takes place in Helsingør in Denmark. The story is about a boy named Hamlet. One day, Hamlet's father dies and leaves Hamlet very sad. Hamlet's mother married Hamlet's uncle, Claudius, not long after Hamlet's father died. Hamlet is not pleased by his mother's choice. One night when it was dark, Hamlet's good friend Horatio told Hamlet that he had seen a ghost. The ghost looked like Hamlet's dead father. Hamlet walks outside to speak with the ghost of his father. Hamlet's father tells him that his brother, the new king, killed him with poison and that Hamlet must get revenge for his death. Hamlet does not know what he should do. He's so confused. What if the ghost of his father were not telling the truth? But what if he were telling the truth? Hamlet has a lot on his mind now. All his thoughts is driving him crazy. He starts to act very strange after the meeting with his dead father, the ghost. He starts to push everyone around him away, even his girlfriend Ophelia. One day, a group of actors came to their castle and they asked to play for the king. Hamlet asked the actors to play an act about a king being poisoned. Hamlet's idea with the act was that when the king Claudius saw the play of the king being poisoned, he would be nervous if he was guilty, and Hamlet could tell if he was guilty that way. When the actors began to play their act, the king started to get nervous and left the room. Hamlet was now sure that the king had poisoned his father. The king gives a boy named Laertes a poisoned sword and asks him to fight against Hamlet. So if Laertes would cut Hamlet with the sword, he would die. The king also filled a cup with poison, and to be sure, if Laertes did not cut Hamlet, then he would die from drinking the poison. When Laertes and Hamlet fought, Laertes managed to cut Hamlet in the arm, and a few seconds later, Hamlet cuts Laertes' arm too. Hamlet's mother offers him something to drink, but Hamlet was not thirsty, so his mother drank all the poison and was therefore poisoned to death. Hamlet realized what was going on, so he stabbed King Claudius. They all die, and in the end, Hamlet gave Horatio the crown and told him that Helsingør needed a new king.